Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. Hope you enjoy this clip.
Well, you can tell us your theories on that. Jimmy, why don't you kick us off on this list here, though? Okay. You were saying Australia.
Oh, yeah. The Australia government revs up license plate cameras. And I thought this was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a lot of this artificial intelligence stuff coming online. And this actually, I'm going to dovetail on something in Israel. But right now, and this is worldwide news, Jimmy Doan Show, and everybody wants to know this stuff. Australian government revs up license plate cameras. Crime Track, the Australian government's criminal information and intelligence agency, is taking the first steps toward developing a nationwide automatic number plate recognition system to capture the vehicle details of suspects and citizens alike.
Everybody's a suspect.
Australia, exactly. Exactly. Already, Australia already has an ANPR, which I guess is an automatic number or something recognition system, fitted to existing road surveillance equipment, including speed cameras, to scan and read license plates of passing vehicles at a rate up to 5 or 6 cars a second. Once captured, the data is checked against a database featuring a hot list of registration numbers and plates.
Wait a second. Go back there.
Various agencies across a number of states already using advanced technology.
So then, hey, that's my Australian.
How many
that's my Australian accent.
You have your papers, please. This one from Australia.
So now this database is hooked up to what? A missile system?
Something like.
Man, I mean, that's just what I was thinking. You're saying, what, 4 or 5 plates a second?
Yeah.
This thing's the freaking whopper, man.
That's it. No. It's
pumping out the gigabytes, man.
Well, that's per road, of which there's more than one in Australia.
Place.
But no, you know, we've thought about, it is amazing to me how many people think, well, I'm going to escape the United States and I'll move to Australia because, you know, it's at the outback and I'm going
to hear that, Professor.
And I'm going to go to, exactly, and I'm going to go to Australia, you know, and I'm going to live like Crocodile Dundee or something, you know, in the outback,
right, beer.
Okay, but, hey, you ain't getting away in Australia. Right. I mean, so I'm thinking maybe we're going to have to go to New Zealand instead.
I know where there's a robot that looks like Bender that makes beer.
I know, and that's important, and that's in New Zealand, which apparently those countries are, like, different. So anyway,
different islands.
This technology, the article goes on to explain a little bit about the technology. Now, we already have some of that, of course, here in the States, but apparently this is like super, we can recognize it in a snowstorm kind of thing, or at least we'll take a guess and shoot the missile anyway.
And if you're wrong,
missiles first, questions later, you know,
right.
Guilty first,
right.
Verdict first, trial second. So this, of course, goes along with, and I don't know
the California story about the thermostat control.
Yes, the thermostat control. That there was apparently a bit of a hoorah, and they withdrawn it. The deal was that they proposed putting a
California Energy Commission.
A government bureaucracy commission said, look, here's what we need to do. In order to have our energy, we're going to mandate that everybody have on their thermostat a control that we can control from central.
Mandatory.
That's right. And when the temperature gets when your temperature in your house gets a little too warm in the winter, we can crank it down. And when it gets a little too hot in the summer, cool in the summer,
man,
we can turn off your air conditioner. Everybody
smoke you out. Man.
Man. And we'll do. And you know how long is it? Oh, by the way, what is this little lens on the control here? what is this blinking light on the lens on the control
TV
thing? That's so you don't touch it.
Yeah.
Anyway, they apparently there was a bit of hoorah, but the point is,
they can spike
it was
the power
suggested.
To touch it. Yeah,
it was suggested.
By,
let me tell you, by more or less moronic people.
I'm guessing a Democrat.
No, it doesn't matter.
It was the bureaucracy.
Committee
of people.
It's right. And let me tell you, if you haven't seen it, it's right out of Brazil.
California is the land of fruits and nuts. So.
Well, but I'm telling you, they apparently there was enough of a hoorah that they backed off this time.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this is called testing.
We're getting a signal here. We're not sure where it must be bouncing off the satellite.
Go see that movie, Brazil.
Oh, man, you need to. And it is the time.
Hey, man,
it is timely. It is timely. It is so timely. No, and it was funny because I was talking to somebody the other day who hadn't seen. I said, where have you been?
It was just so far ahead of its time because it's British and they're already into it. I mean, did you see the other story we have about the microchips in the prisoners?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And
they are going to chip them like dogs, as it says.
I bet
that's exactly what it says.
That was a clip from the Jimmy Doan Show. See us on the web at jimmydoan.com.